1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The remains of two construction workers killed when the Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore this week have been found in the waters below the bridge. The search for the other four called off. Crews say it is too dangerous to continue looking. Former FTX crypto exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried to be sentenced today.
Sam Bankman-Fried will learn how much time he'll spend in prison for what's been called one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison for the FTX crypto exchange founder, saying Bankman-Fried exhibited greed and hubris. Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for 6.5 years, insisting a long sentence is unjustified for a nonviolent first-time criminal. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police have still not revealed a motive in the stabbing deaths of four people in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. Seven were injured. There is a suspect in custody, a 15-year-old girl among those killed. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are a response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. Retired Judge John Romer was shot and killed in his New Lisbon home 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. U.S. House Republicans want to raise the Social Security retirement age. They say it's to account for higher life expectancies, but Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says it actually ends up being a benefits cut.
You never catch up. Even if you work till age 70, your benefit's going to be about 7% lower than it is under current law.
Altman says the better way to save Social Security is to raise payroll taxes on the highest earners. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton businessman Blong Yang announces that he will run for the newly drawn Senate District 18, an open Senate seat that stretches from Appleton to Oshkosh.
I don't want to be a politician. I want to go down there one reason and one reason alone, to keep the American dream alive for myself, for my children, and yours as well.
Yang, a Republican, said in a video released on his Facebook page that he saw firsthand during COVID how government mandates can have a detrimental effect on small businesses. That spurred him to run for office. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announces the allocation of almost $12 million in federal funding to help school districts meet the growing mental health challenges that they face. Some of the area schools receiving grants include Appleton Area School District, Wyawega Fremont School District, West De Pere, Crivet School District, and Shawano School District. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little warmer and less windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west still at around 10 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, but the wind will die down in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 24. Increasing clouds, 48 tomorrow, with scattered rain showers by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor Show with Doug Kaufman and Kathy Larkin joining us today. We are having a lot of fun. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let me tell you something. It's a great place to go. If you have trouble with your old windows or your doors that are getting kind of old, they will come out there. They will give you a consultation. They will measure everything. They will give you some possibilities of what you can do. You got to check them out. They'll customize, providing nearly endless possibilities for maximum design flexibility, featuring dramatic sizes, custom colors, finishes, profiles, product types, and more. The installation is completed with absolutely zero mess, zero hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Order by March 31st, get zero interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. Would Unlike they, this show right now where there are no restrictions
would
taking
they come
place.
Pick up sticks in
my
yard?
No, they won't, Kath.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't.
All right.
I'm going to find somebody
that
will.
When am I going to find someone to pick up sticks?
I hope you find someone soon, otherwise you're going to call me and I'll be over there.
Yeah, picking up sticks.
Do you pay?
I give you a brownie. We have brownies at our house.
Yeah,
right
I know
now.
What you're kind of brownie girl. I don't do that anymore. I got a nice texter. Doug and Kathy could absolutely do this every day. Among everything, I have to thank Doug for music. Among many things, I have to thank Doug for music. Loves like Luther Vandross and Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
From Andy.
That's very nice.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Very cool.
So the bus trips.
Yes.
You said these were the worst things you had to do.
Yes.
All right. They're terrible.
Yes.
They are terrible.
People just don't know.
Yeah.
If they were.
And I got to go a couple times as a guest after I left the business on the bus trip.
Yep.
And one of the trips, I had my oldest son, who at the time was maybe 7, 8 years old. And we're way in the front. And the crowd is so out of control. The bus driver invoked, "I am the captain of the ship. I'll have you all arrested."
No kidding.
Wow.
He did. He pulled off on the side of the road on I-43.
That's enough. You're all getting a spanking.
Coming back to right around Manitowoc, and my kid is freaking out. And I said, "Just relax. Everything is fine. Everything is fine." We had to stop at a gas station, and people were just, it was chaos.
Yeah.
And I didn't care because
you were
in charge.
You didn't have your name attached to it.
So this guy starts, and I turn around, and I started laughing at him, which got him madder.
Yeah.
And I go, "Aren't you just the angry boy?" And I just started, and he's mad. Now he's threatening me because he thinks I work there.
Yeah.
And I go, "I don't know what you're talking." And my buddy who did work there goes, "You are not helping." And he goes, "Would you stop it?" We get out at the gas station. We get out. The guy wants to fight me. I go,
"Oh my God.
You want to fight me?" I said, "Well, you should have caught the ball," because everybody's giving him business for dropping a ball, right?
Okay.
And we do this. And then the next trip, I'm on the same thing. Well, the people are out of control. Again.
Yep.
Because that's how it is.
Yeah.
Just screaming. And I move from where this guy is that's bothering me to the back of the bus. Now, keep in mind, I have earbuds, too. I brought earbuds. So I'm back there, and there's a guy screaming now. Just as much. And
absolutely.
I turn around to this guy and said, listen, I moved away from that idiot.
Yeah.
You keep it up here. I'm going to smack you in the mouth.
Absolutely.
And he looks at me. I've never been in a fight.
Yeah.
And I was so mad that I said, all I'm doing is listening to you drunken yabos.
Yes.
Screaming.
All day.
You know, we had a guy get drunk on the bus. We pull into American Family, Miller Park
Miller,
at the time.
Yep.
And the guy's so out of control. We get there. We don't see him the rest of the game. We don't know where he is. Don't see him with the tickets. You don't see him in the stadium.
Yep.
And now they're thinking, hey, what do you think? Think we should go? I said, well, you got a half hour. You know, he shows up with like 30 seconds to spare. His shirt is ripped.
Oh, my God.
His face is all cut up.
Oh, my God.
He's bleeding. And it's like, obviously, he went to a tailgate party where they didn't like him. And he gets on the bus and he's like, hey, guys. Hey.
I remember one time.
We were coming
back from Chicago, and it was my partner Vinny back in the day. Okay?
Sure.
Oh.
And it means, again, you know, people were drunk from the moment they got on the bus all the way to Chicago, all during the game. We were on our way back. And me and Vinny were like, oh, it's almost over.
Oh, look
and
at
we're
your watch.
We're in Wrightstown, and the people start yelling, hey, bussy, driver, we got to stop for beer.
Oh.
And Vince actually got up, and he goes, for the love of God, we're in Wrightstown. You can't make it from Wrightstown to Ashwaubenon. Really?
That sounds
and
like
And that kind of like stunned everybody. It's like, oh, yeah, maybe he's right.
Oh.
For the love of God, we're in Wrightstown.
You know, now Kathy remembers this, and you guys are both of the age where you remember this, what you had to do. When I first started in radio and we moved to Green Bay, the way you had to supplement your income is you had to do DJ weddings.
Oh, yeah. You've done a bunch of those.
Hated it.
Yeah, it's kind of like going on a bus trip.
I remember when when I finally made enough money where I was able to say, I don't have to do anymore.
I know that.
There are two moments in my life where I knew I made enough money that I was going to be okay. When I no longer had to change my own oil in my car.
Oh,
which
I used to do that too.
Sure. And I think about it. My dad taught me, oh, no, just put those planks of wood, those 2x4s down and use them as a ramp.
That wasn't dangerous at all.
No, not at all. I'm going to trust a 14-year-old kid to put
absolutely.
Them on there and then crawl under. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yep.
Things are different in the
70s. But I did that too, and then I'd have those cartons of milk, those milk cartons with full of oil sitting in the garage for like 6 months.
Right.
Yep.
And the other thing is when I made enough money where somebody, hey, you want to DJ a wedding? I go, no.
Nope. Never.
Because that was good money, wasn't it?
It was good money.
It was.
So for me, I was getting to the point where I had to make the decision.
Yes.
And it was right after Christmas time, and it was kind of shutdown time for weddings and all that. So I loaded all my stuff in my car, and I was going to take it out to the parents' house to store for a couple of months. And that night, somebody busted in my vehicle.
And stole
took
it.
Took it all. And honest to God, I looked up at the sky and I said, thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, that's my answer.
Yep. Wow.
Was it insured?
No, yes.
Okay.
Nice.
A number of years ago, somebody come up to me when I was out of the business. And they said, hey, my parents have their anniversary. It's our anniversary. They had some family function. Hey, we'd like you to DJ. It'll be fun. I go, I don't do that anymore. Well, you can come and have cocktails. I go, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you did it on the radio. Yeah, no, you don't understand.
It's a totally different thing.
But, you know, the people who do it, they love it.
Yep. You better love it.
And they make good money. Yeah. They still can make good money, but your hours are horrendous.
Crazy. Yeah.
And It's a young person's game.
Totally agree. What was the other story you tell about the last time you saw me or something?
Oh, all right. So,
uh-oh.
I hadn't seen John in years and years and years. And I've said this from the beginning, when people say, hey, you know, Mino, I said, and I really mean this, John. I said, the single most talented person I've ever met
is
John.
Wow. Yep.
And, well, I got two stories to back it up. The first one is I'm watching, and you were doing the Lindy Infante show, and you had the piece, and it was when you convinced the department store to put you in the window.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And somebody walks by and looks in the window, and it's somebody you knew.
His old college teammate of mine.
Wow.
Is that mine? So it was like, how does a guy randomly in Minneapolis walk by and recognize you? But the other was a few years ago, I got a call out of the blue and they said, hey, John's partner is sick. Do you want to come in and do this high school basketball game? And
yes!
And I went down to Manitowoc. It was a girls' basketball game.
I remember that.
Yes!
And I said to John, I said, John, I haven't watched basketball in 20 years. John says, yeah, just fill the gaps. Just hold tight. He says, I got it. But we walked through Manitowoc Lincoln. The place is relatively full. John, everybody in that gymnasium knew who you were. I didn't even know where the school was. And I've been here since 1981. But it was amazing that yep. struck me that everybody in that place knew who you were. And you went, oh, yeah, you're Bob from Bob's Bar. I had fish there that day. And it was, oh, yeah, my dad makes that recipe or whatever. But that's the thing that always struck me. I said, man, whether you're in Manitowoc doing a high school game or you're in Minneapolis doing a stupid manicure
You're
routine.
Recognized.
That was the funniest thing, though. That actually won the award for sports feature stories that year.
That was great.
I was in Minneapolis for the Packer game. You know, that was a weird time, too, Doug. You know what happened then? Okay, so did that story for TV. Mm-hmm. Where I did this thing where I'm wearing Packer clothes. I'm a mannequin in the window, and people would walk by.
I'd
rap on the window. And people would stop and look like, what was that? And then I'd, like, wave at them, and they'd, like, freak out. But then, so I get back, and I get this call from a radio station in Minneapolis. And it was this big thing where, you know, one of those, what did they used to call those, you know, the morning zoo or type shows. And they had gotten a lady to impersonate a lady that went to Brett Favre's room, and he invited her in, and all that. It was like
he never did that.
I remember that.
Do you remember this?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if it was K-Fan, but it was one of the big Minneapolis stations. Sure. And they were like, oh, we do think. I'm like, I don't, but why are you pulling me on
this? It's like they brought me into the middle of that. I want nothing to do with it. I want nothing to do with it.
Exactly. Yeah. That was like the craziest thing.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was me. So one of the other things, when you've been here a long time, we're doing that game, and it's a girls' high school game.
Yeah.
And I kept looking. It was a Bayport coach. And I go, man, I interviewed her beforehand during the pregame, and I thought,
she looks familiar.
And I'm watching her during the game, and after the game, the team wins, and I go, YMCA. She goes, yeah, I played against you at the YMCA. I said, how you doing?
Kidding.
Yeah, I played basketball against her at the Y.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, I can't remember where, you know.
Was Steph.
Yeah, Steph Matthews.
Steph Matthews.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great.
And tough player.
Oh, yeah.
Hard nose.
Not as tough as I was. I'd square up on her, man to man.
Absolutely.
I shut her down.
Was that at the downtown Y?
Broadview Y.
Broadview Y. Okay. Because we had the girl on yesterday who runs all the Y's now. We were talking about that. A couple of times I went down to play noon ball at the downtown Y.
Yeah.
But I said it was so competitive you could hardly get into a game at times.
Yeah.
Remember, it was that same group every noon day.
It happens at every place like that. There's the one.
GB used to be like that, remember?
I do. They were all trying to get recruited by Dick Bennett.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. That's what we used to joke about. All the guys that were playing in the gym.
Yeah, Big Frank.
They're waiting to get discovered and recruited.
Hey, wasn't that a great GB era? I mean, they got a great era going now again and everything. They were
Which is nice.
Pretty quick. But wasn't that with Dick and all the Grang?
It was the best. My sons are tired of hearing about it.
But it was something special.
It's my version of the glory years. When I moved to Green Bay, I kept hearing about the glory years. Shut up about the glory years.
I know,
years,
but
right?
You know what?
But now they hear about GB basketball.
I had Gary Gresh on yesterday, and I said, Gary, if they had the NIL thing back in those days, he said, well, Norgie would be gone.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, he never would have stayed.
$200,000.
Yeah.
No
right.
disrespect to Norgie, but.
And that's going to happen now. Well, it is happening.
GB lost 3 starters in 3 days.
Yeah.
It's terrible for mid-majors now.
It is.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going. Stick around, Doug. We said one last break. We'll be back with more Doug Kaufman and Kathy Larkin. Back after this. And just keep chugging on.
Of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. all together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Other towns I can barely see. Lately it occurs to me.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor show here at 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM WSS, Civic Media app. Doug Kaufman, Kathy Larkin here. You know what? You guys, just take it. Pretend it's back in the days, 1995. You guys are playing some cool music, playing the Gin Blossoms or something. What would you guys be talking about?
The Gin Blossoms. Well, no, it would be Maroon 5.
Or Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. Oh, Adam Levine.
Who is the band who did the theme song to Friends?
Rembrandts.
Rembrandts.
Yes. Yeah.
The Rembrandts.
You know, we probably used all our good material and went to the game. I mean, we went down to the game.
I said to Doug the first time we went to the first game, I said, we should actually have a recorder going in here, and it would be a great podcast.
I'll bet.
Because we talked, and then the next time we talked again. We talked the whole time, 7 hours straight. Not that I was counting. 7 hours straight with a basketball game in there, both times.
It never ran out of anything to talk about.
No, now it was crazy.
Now, we would talk about politics. We'd talk about our lives. We'd talk about our families. We'd talk about our hopes and dreams. And, you know, I don't have regrets. I have things I wish I had the knowledge of a 65-year-old.
Oh, we all do.
When
right.
I was 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't.
As I said to Kathy, one of the great misgivings I have is I think I had more power than I utilized.
Right.
I spent time eating S sandwiches that I didn't have to do.
Right, yeah.
Because if you don't, I should have had enough confidence in myself that I could have
stand up a little bit more for yourself.
Yeah, it's like what's happening here in town. I don't know anything about what I saw other than the paper, right? Those two,
about the big changes
about
in radio.
The big changes. Those two who left the other station.
Yeah.
I've never met either one of them.
Yeah.
Never seen. I know you're friends with one of them. I give them all the credit in the world from walking away from something that is where it's at and go, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself. I have my thoughts as to what could have happened only because of my experiences in the business. But to be that age and have their lifestyles and their families and go, you know what? I can do better for myself.
I'm going to do what's right for me, you know, without being afraid.
It's almost unprecedented in a certain way.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Something that we probably all wanted to do at some point.
But there's
in our
always
career.
That second guessing in your mind.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah, and I wish I had. Hey, the guy I worked for probably wishes I had too.
We tell Jim this all the time. Like, I think the industry does that to you. It makes you feel a certain way about yourself.
Yes.
Right.
And they do that, I think, you know,
on purpose,
obviously.
Totally. To keep control over you.
We always tell Jim, you know, it's not an easy business. You could walk in one day and say, oh, my key doesn't work in the door. What's going on?
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's right.
I've got three things that I've taught my sons. And I really believe it. It took me into my 50s to figure it out. Look, I've never had to go to see a psychologist or a therapist. But I've done a lot of stuff on my own to try to figure out.
Yeah.
Because I was really broken. I really felt, I didn't realize how unhappy I was and how miserable I was until I got out of the stuff.
Right.
Famous words. I said to Kathy, man, I kind of regret rolling around in the mud. And she said, they supplied the mud.
Yep. That's a great comeback.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
And I said to the boys, I said, three things that I've learned, I want to pass on to you that you're young enough. Say yes more often. Say yes to more things. Because we always say, no, I'm too busy. No, I'm this. And you miss out on stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Say yes to more things. Be nicer to people, because I was not as nice to people as I could have been. In fact, when I was at Schneider working, I'd have young people come and say, hey, I was an intern there. I would say, was I nice to you? Yeah, you were.
Shoo.
Because I know I wasn't. I know I wasn't to other people, but I was in a I was in a bad mental place myself. And the third thing is, man, it's just a job.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's just a job.
Todd is applauding.
Yes. No matter where you work, it's just a job. It's not your life.
I don't think my ego was running amok, but I'll tell you what, it's intoxicating.
Yeah.
Having people know who you are and you know, you're good at it, and you have to overcompensate when, as good as you think you are, someone on the back end is telling you how bad you are and how you can be better.
That, okay, Todd and I had this discussion. Was it yesterday, Todd?
I don't know. Which discussion?
About if you're in radio, you're going to take some insults. You're going to take, you're going to take, and the thing is, like, remember when I was with Murph and those guys, we'd get the text and people were like, why don't you people shut up and play music? Yeah. Why don't you blah, 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 blah. You know, to the point, but then you go out on the streets. Oh, love you, love you.
Yes. It's like whack-a-mole.
Exactly.
You know, you're up and then boom. Yep, exactly. You're up and then boom.
Exactly.
You know, my buddy, he tells me all the time, I said, how do you handle it? He goes, hey, there are Facebook clubs to fire me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, and they send them. And he says, they'll send them in. And not only will they send them in, but then somebody in management will say, hey, we got this. Are you going to listen to Tom 378942999
yeah,
@gmail.com
you gotta just let that stuff roll off. If you take that to heart,
you've known me for 25 years, you get an anonymous email, and that's what you're gonna do with.
Absolutely.
That's the deal we do it.
But it was tougher back in the day because they would have to actually write a letter, address it, all that kind of stuff.
I remember Larry McCarron was great at this. When Larry first started, you know, Larry struggled. I remember his early days in TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he had no experience at it.
So he'd get Larry's, here, Larry, I loved you as a football player. I hate you as a TV sportscaster.
Yep.
Why don't you go into coaching or something? Every one of those, he'd scotch tape up onto the wall, and he'd just keep them all.
And now who is one of the most beloved?
Going to the Hall of Fame
and has won awards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a really quick Larry thing? So I remember, and I knew Larry a little bit. I mean, we worked together.
And we're talking about Larry McCarron, who just joined us.
We did stuff. But somebody said, hey, if you notice, if you're out with Larry and start talking to me, he'll often buy you a drink to kind of move on.
Yes.
Smart man.
I have, in fact, run into him because I was part-timing with the Packers with some stuff over the years, and I would see him, and I'd give him a little nod or something, and I don't know if he knew me or was ignoring me. I don't think he knew who I was or remembered who I was, and I was just thinking, God, if only we were up in 1919, I'd at least have an old-fashioned out of this thing.
Well, Larry yourselves want me to go out and drink with him, okay?
Yeah.
He'd always order 2 Bud Lights right off the bat. He goes, why do I want you to sit next to me? Because you're a man of the people. I don't like people. They'll talk to you and they won't bug me.
No, that's great. And, you know,
gotta admire that, really.
And the thing is, I remember how beloved Max McGee was for all those years with the Packers. Larry is Max, who knows what he's doing.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, people love Larry.
I'll never forget this, because, you know, Larry kind of got his start with me doing a Packer replay TV show. That was his first thing. And I'll never forget this. Living at my little duplex on the west side of Green Bay, I go, Rocky, you're not going to leave something. Like, what? He goes, Channel 5 offered me a job as a sportscaster. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Goes, they know you, right?
He goes, I have no idea money-wise. What do you think? I said, well, try to get at least 25. He goes, 25 what? I go, 25,000. He goes, that's it?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Welcome to the glamour.
For a year?
Welcome to the world. Welcome to the glamour of the media.
Absolutely.
In Green Bay.
So glamorous.
There, one last quick one before we go. I remember one time when Larry had this old Citation and he had Prime Run, and Ron Wolf goes, is that your car? And he goes, right. He goes, man, they didn't pay you much as a player. Doug Cobb, can't thank you enough.
It's great, guys.
Thanks for being here, Doug.
Doug and Kathy, you guys should have your own show. I'm just saying, no question about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about 175 years of beer and Oshkosh. Back at this.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
From broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March Madness brackets can be fun, but gambling addiction is a real problem. Live sports bets in Wisconsin are limited to tribal casinos, but people can still cross state lines to gamble online. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Today was supposed to be opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, but bad weather is pushing it back to tomorrow. Other games are being called due to weather out east today. When the season finally gets underway, the Crew will take on the New York Mets at Citi Field in Queens. New manager Pat Murphy replaces longtime former skipper Craig Counsell. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Residents of the Freedom School District face a $62.5 million referendum when they vote Tuesday. The referendum will fund major renovations at the middle and high school building and will also build a large addition. The school facility was built in 1941 and has had several additions over the years, but officials say the space no longer fits the students' needs. Oshkosh residents love the variety of activities available in the downtown area and the natural resources we're lucky to have. Recently, residents were asked what they would change to make a positive impact on the community.
And they're here now, and keeping them here, retaining professionals here in the area is a key. So housing that they desire, improved streets and so forth that they're working on now, that's a big thing for me.
Doug Oram made his comments last week at the Oshkosh Business Expo put on by the Chamber of Commerce. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The Crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little warmer and less windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west still at around 10 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, but the wind will die down in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 24. Increasing clouds, 48 tomorrow, with scattered rain showers by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. What a special treat having Doug Kaufman and Kathy Larkin together here. That was great. Wasn't it fun, Kathy?
It was fun. It was so much fun. It just comes right back.
Yep. How many years has it been again?
Oh, Lord.
Did you say 18?
For me, the last time Doug and I worked together was in 2001.
Wow.
I think mine was about 96.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah. Wow.
Long time ago.
Oh, God, they're singing.
I can still remember. The music used to make me smile.
Oh, God.
What was wrong with that?
I don't know. It's, you know.
Don't you hate when radio people start singing?
I thought that was okay.
Here's the thing. Neither one of you are great alone. And then together,
it's really not good.
It goes badly.
Don't even listen to him. He says that to everyone.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
You're fired.
Amanda's so nice.
That was her last day.
Thank you. Wow. Who's doing? You know who can do? We can do that duet like from A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Sure, I bet we'd rock that.
Yeah,
they might be having some problems with audio at the StreamYard location. Lisa, are you able to hear us there?
Hi, Lisa.
Ship from BS.
Lisa.
Hot mics.
Hello,
Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. We see you, Lisa.
She's there.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? You got to turn up the computer on the board a little bit.
Long time ago.
Oh, God, they're going to sing again.
I remember when the music used to make me smile.
I don't know if
I had my chance. I can make those people dance. And they'd be happy for a while. Wow. That was beautiful.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Yeah. Just hardly a difference.
I know.
Hardly a difference.
I will say this. I'm not saying I got a man crush, but if I could change my looks and look like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, it's because he's not like beautiful.
Not pretty boy.
No,
not
but there's
like,
a certain
something
that makes him
appealing. I wish I looked like Bradley Cooper. And yeah. I bet you did too.
I was going to say.
Everybody does.
And I'm sure you wish I looked like Lady Gaga, who
Absolutely.
Can look like eight different people.
I know, right?
You never know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the way she can make herself change.
It's unbelievable.
She's definitely an entertainer, actress, multi-talented person.
I love her. I really do. I like Lady Gaga a lot. I loved her stuff with Tony Bennett. I've got one of their CDs.
Oh, classic.
That's who you and I could be. Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, they did a great version of The Lady is a Tramp, the Frank Sinatra song. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's a great one.
Of course, that's the one you'd think of.
Well, they look great. I'm starving. Good song. So anyway, we're going to talk to these people from Oshkosh about something that is near and dear to our hearts, beer. 175 years
of
making beer in Oshkosh.
Wow, I did not know that.
Me neither.
I didn't know that was a thing in
Isn't
Oshkosh.
Isn't that incredible? 1849. It started in Oshkosh. There was Chief Oshkosh, which was huge. And it's really cool that these guys just keep it rolling, keep the tradition going, keep the same brew going.
Wow.
This is really cool. This is really cool. We talked to these gentlemen. Just got to figure out the audio here really quickly. But anyway, but hasn't that over the last, 10 years, 15 years, the brewery type thing, the local.
Oh, remember when Titletown was the first one and the only one for many, many years in Green Bay. And that place was packed all the time.
Yep.
And now since then.
Oh, my gosh.
There's breweries, distilleries, winemaking, all over the place.
You go through the UP and there's two main industries right now. Cannabis stores.
Right.
And breweries, home breweries.
Yeah.
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 Not even home breweries, but I mean the brewery. Yeah.
I really wish Wisconsin would get on board with the cannabis just because of the money aspect of it.
Tell you what, when you drive through Menominee.
That's my personal feeling.
Drive through Menominee sometimes.
I don't speak for management.
In fact, I went to a little restaurant in Menominee for breakfast one day, and they even had a big sign up. If you're here for breakfast, welcome. If you're here for the cannabis shop, get out.
Wow.
Because it's so unbelievably popular. Their lines of cars, like you can't believe.
I have heard. I've not been up there to see it, but I've heard.
It's in my little town of 4,000 people has three cannabis shops.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that big up there.
I know once in a while some of them have a little trouble with certain things because there's legality. There's lots of rules with that business that you have to follow.
You know what, though?
Two Rivers has a, is it CBD, CDB?
CBD.
CBD. And they used to do all my, they also have an embroidery shop. They used to do all my t-shirts, my other job, and my polo shirts, my golf, everything like that.
Sure.
They also sell that stuff. And I had such a pinched nerve in my neck for about 3 days.
Yep.
It was so painful where you couldn't turn your head.
Right. Rub
and
some.
I was driving past her. I said, hey, do you have, and she says, absolutely. And I'll tell you what.
Was it a cream?
Well, she gave me a couple. One was a
tincture.
Soap. Yeah,
okay.
And then the other one was you take a couple drops out
tincture.
Of your tongue.
Yep.
And then another one was a gummy type thing.
Yep.
And I swear to goodness, the next morning I woke up and look, now I can turn my head.
Yeah.
I had to turn my whole body for about 4 days.
There's a reason it's popular. It works.
Absolutely. This worked. Yeah. And that's no case. It's all legal. I mean, it's nothing. Yeah. It's not like the
my brother
THC
actually,
or anything, but
my brother,
it really worked.
Yeah, my brother actually makes CBD.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he has the equipment and everything. And he would give it to me once in a while because I do have a lot of aches and pains and sort of an arthritic sort of condition.
Yeah.
And it helps immensely. It's temporary, you know, because it doesn't heal you.
No.
But it relieves pain.
Yep.
It's really awesome.
Because we had Big Wayne in here, who's also a physical therapist or personal trainer and everything. And he said, oh, my gosh, you got a knot here. So he could feel
it. You can feel it.
And
a lot of people carry stress and all that. And the way we sit in these chairs
I get that, then it goes straight up the back of my neck into my head. I get a headache from it and everything. Yep. It was just really, you know, whatever. But it did help.
Yeah.
It helped a lot.
Yep.
I haven't used, they said they've got one that they gave me. I haven't used, but it said it's like a soap type thing. Put it in a bucket of water, put your feet in, and it'll go all through your body. And he said it'll relax you like you can't believe.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried that one yet. Yeah.
And it's from years and years and years ago. But, you know, there's lots of reasons why things went the way.
I'll leave an Advil. I was taking like six a day.
Bad in your stomach.
Terrible on my stomach.
Yep.
Didn't touch it. This stuff worked.
Yeah.
No lie.
Amazing.
I'm not trying to, you know, not even saying the name of the place. I'm not trying to publicize them or anything. But it absolutely 100% worked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
I'm a fan. I really am.
Too. I've become a fan of that.
I mean, there's beer, and I'm a fan of that. And then there's CBD, and I'm a fan of that.
Aren't you a bourbon fan, too? Didn't we talk
about
that?
And I am a fan of bourbon.
Yes. Or was it Southern Comfort? What is it? Just bourbon?
Bourbon. Like a nice Four Roses.
Okay.
Or there's a different brands that are really nice.
I want to get...
On the rocks, though. That's how I drink mine.
I actually subscribed to a...
bourbon.
A bourbon Facebook thing. So I just want to learn more about it.
I have a bourbon book.
Really?
Yeah, I bought it on Google. It's interesting.
Oh.
The history of different bourbons and all around the country.
I would love to learn more about that. Because you know about my grandma's history, right?
Uh-uh. Did she have a distiller? Still?
She went to prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
For brewing?
Moonshining.
Wow.
Yeah.
She actually got caught
and
convicted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Went to the same
How long? Did
2 years.
Wow.
Went to the same prison that, what's her name stayed in? Who's the lady that does the cooking shows?
Oh, Martha Stewart.
Yes, same one in West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Yeah. That's hardcore to put someone in prison for that.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had six kids at home.
Oh, no.
And her husband was crippled up from the mine, as they used to call it, the term.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. So people did what they had to do back in those days.
Yeah. Well, she had to support her family.
Absolutely. No question. So it wasn't called moonshine. It was called grappa.
Grappa?
Grappa.
Is that Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They made the grappa. But everybody back there, all the Italians made it. They made wine. They made beer. Everybody made their own stuff.
Well, it was a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They didn't have any money, you know, to go whatever. So, yeah, I'm proud of her. I'm very proud of her. So is what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. So anyway, we're still waiting to talk to our guys from the beer factory in Oshkosh. Boy, this morning has just flown by.
It has. Absolutely.
Oh,
maybe it was the donut I ate. I'm not sure. I think it was
those
a company.
Those are really good donuts.
I think it was a company.
Where did you get those from?
I think it's Hy-Vee.
What is Hy-Vee? What is that?
It's a grocery store.
I don't know that.
Oh, you got to go in there, John. You haven't been in there?
No.
It's in Ashwaubenon.
Oh, somebody mentioned this a couple of weeks ago.
You got to go in.
I still don't know what they're
talking
about.
Go in there and just give yourself an hour. And just go walk around in there.
And is this in the old Shopko?
Yes.
Okay.
In Ashwaubenon. It's
I'll be
huge.
Damn.
There's a restaurant. They have all these eating things in there. I don't go there a lot just because, you know, when you get old, you don't like to drive too far to the grocery store.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. What's happened to
yes.
me?
Yes.
But it's...
I got to go. I've never been
there. It's just something to see. Just to go walk around.
I will do that.
Have some money because you'll end up probably
spending
wanting
it?
To buy something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
For me, it's food... I love to go to grocery stores. I like to grocery shop.
Do they have a health food section?
Yes.
Okay, I got to bypass
that. Yes, they do. Yeah, don't go there. It's boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, everything's good for you.
How are we doing, Todd?
I believe, after all the technical chaos behind the scenes, I believe we're ready to have our guests on from our Oshkosh studio.
Give them a nice introduction, Todd.
Well, let's see. It's 170 years in Oshkosh.
75?
Well, 175 years of beer in Oshkosh.
175.
Yeah,
why'd you blow off those last 5 years, Todd?
I'm a little stressed out right now, John Mino.
Poor Todd. He's dealing with all the buttons.
You guys are in there talking about
my fingers to the bone for those 5 years, Todd.
So we got two great guests in here. We've got the head brewmaster from Fox River Brewing. That's Andrew Roth.
And, Brewmeister.
Yeah, and a guy who has his own web blog about beer in Oshkosh. It's one of my favorite places on the web. Lee Reiherzer is with us this morning as well to celebrate 175 years of beer in Oshkosh.
Love it. Good morning,
Hi, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, this is pretty exciting stuff to be able to do something like this with a 175-year history, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we all got together. Oshkosh brewing community is pretty a tight-knit group, so we all kind of know each other, whether it's the pro brewers or home brewers. So we all kind of got together earlier this year and said, you know, it's 175 years. We ought to do something to kind of commemorate this. So, we're having a series of events that'll take place over the year. Starts next Thursday, April 4th at Fifth Ward Brewing Company. They're going to be releasing a beer called 175 Bock. So it's a strong dark lager that's kind of reminiscent of some of the earlier lagers that were brewed here in Oshkosh.
Who were the people that brewed those early lagers? I mean, like, what it was, Germans, Irish? Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. So over this 175-year period, there have been 21 breweries in Oshkosh. And the first 12 of them, I believe, were all started by German immigrants.
Aha, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, so there were people that, in most cases, they were trained as brewers in Germany, then immigrated to America. And a lot of times they went to Milwaukee first and were brewing there, and then they came to Oshkosh, typically built breweries right on the lake.
Sure.
These are lager beer breweries, so they need to be able to have cold fermentation. And they wanted to be by the lake so they could cut blocks of ice off the lake, drag that into their beer cellars, and keep cold temperatures down there all year round.
Man, that was hard work.
I got to tell you a quick funny story. Doesn't sound funny now, but one of my World War II vets I interviewed for one of the books I wrote, he's a prisoner of war in Germany. And this one guy spoke English. One of the guards was a friendly, older guy, you know, and not SS or anything. And they got tired of you. Where are you from? He said, Wisconsin. He goes, oh, my uncle owns a brewery. I hope to move there. Have you ever heard of a town called Oshkosh? Honest to God. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm from Green Bay. It's like, oh, that's my uncle.
Wow. Yeah.
True story.
Okay, so there was a brewer in Oshkosh named Wilhelm Koloff, and he was a prisoner of war during World War II.
Okay.
He came to Oshkosh, brought his family to Oshkosh as part of the displaced persons program, and went to work at People's Brewing Company during the 1950s and 1960s. I got to know Wilhelm. He was such a great guy.
Wow.
Just incredible person.
Yeah, that was, and you know, it wasn't even a generation apart. You know, the Germans that we're fighting against versus the Germans here making beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Same families. Well, tell us a little bit about your website.
I've been, since 2010, been into beer a long time. So 2010, I thought I'd start just doing a website that's just about kind of like what was happening locally with beer at that time. That's what craft beer was just starting to take off in Oshkosh. But as I started getting into it, I thought, well, I should start writing a little bit about the history. And then I just fell into that, you know. So since then, I've done two books on Oshkosh brewing history and just recently came out with a booklet. I know people can't see this on the radio, but...
Well, they can see it on our... Yeah,
Society of Oshkosh Brewers Classic, Oshkosh Classics. So this
glass of beer on that front of that makes me thirsty.
That's a good-looking...
that's
good
nice.
Good-looking mug.
That was taken by my niece. She's a photographer. She does a great job.
Cool.
That includes 12 recipes beginning from 1849 all the way up until today. It includes one of the recipes that Drew brews at Fox River Brewing Company. So it spans the entire history of brewing in the city.
I'll say, when we come back, Drew, we want to talk to you. We want to talk about Kathy. We were just talking about this before you guys came on, about how in the last, 20 years, 15, 10 years, whatever, how craft brewing has just exploded like I've never seen. Like I said, I'm from the UP and all these towns. That's one of the new industries up there. So I got a good buddy that does it, grows his own hops and everything, Teddy Stefaniak, who does the herd games and everything. So I'm really fascinated in this. So we want to stick around for 1 minute. We're going to set a quick break. Be back right after this.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
Tom T. Hall, one of my favorite performers in the history of music. Well, Drew, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world, my friend.
All right, so as you guys said, I am the brewmaster at Fox River Brewing Company. Lee was nice enough to point out pretty recently, actually, through his blog and through the Oshkosh Herald, we are the oldest operating brewery in the city of Oshkosh. Cool. And our now Highland Fox used to be Marble Eye, and before that it was Caber Tossing Brand, which is the one that's in his book, I believe, is the oldest current recipe being utilized in the city of Oshkosh continuously. We cheated to get there because the other breweries that have a bigger pedigree are long gone, but I'll take it.
Yeah, take what you can get, right, Drew?
Yep.
What does it take to keep something going for 175 years? What's the secret? Yeah.
A lot of beer drinkers in Oshkosh.
Oh, good
and,
point.
And good beer.
A lot of customers, yeah.
It's got to be good, too, because we are fussy. Yep. We are fussy about our beer in Wisconsin.
I mean, in Oshkosh, so, you know, like I said, there was 21 breweries over that span, but that doesn't include the Wildcat breweries. So even during Prohibition, brewing didn't stop in Oshkosh. You had more than a dozen Wildcat breweries. And I have to get this in. So this building that Drew and I are sitting in right now was a speakeasy during Prohibition.
Cool.
Yeah. So this place was a saloon before Prohibition. And then it was a guy named Ted Fisher ran it. And when Prohibition hit, he's like, I'm not shutting down. So he ran it as a speakeasy, and then he put a Wildcat brewery in the basement, and he got busted in 1927 finally.
Oops, shoot.
People in Oshkosh did not care about this at all, you know. So in 1933, when Prohibition ended, he was elected to the city council.
I thought you were going to say mayor.
He probably could have gotten there if he wanted to.
So the building you guys are in was an illegal speakeasy during the Prohibition.
It was a speakeasy on the main floor and then a Wildcat brewery in the basement.
That's I wish I would have been around. Now I don't
Where
really.
Where somebody looks through the little
to go into
door
a speakeasy.
To see if they're going to let them in and things like that.
I'm dying to go down in the basement. I mean, what's down there?
Man.
Have Lisa take you down there. Just be careful. Right. But yeah.
Really?
There's
I'd
probably
love to
gambling
see it.
Down there and everything.
Oh,
card
can you
games.
Imagine?
We don't even know about it. Like it's going on right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean,
like
if those walls could talk, can you imagine? Because I know, I will say, you know, one of the things, the Packers, you know, people talk about how did the Packers survive and all these other teams went under and blah, blah, blah.
Speakeasies.
That's the truth. One of the reasons was, I think it was Cliff Crystal we had on here, his Packer historian. Yep. It's because Green Bay kind of looked the other way with the speakeasies and some houses of ill repute. And the opposing teams were like, keep Green Bay in the league.
We like to go to Green Bay.
And that's from
Bay.
The Packers historian.
And Oshkosh.
Exactly.
But I have to say, living in Green Bay and loving beer, there are some great breweries right now.
Yeah, no question.
Oshkosh. It's absolutely incredible.
What's with the rebirth of this for of beverages, basically? Like I said, they're popping up all over the Midwest.
So you mean the craft beer movement in general pops up as a result of U.S. soldiers that are stationed over in Europe over the 80s and early 90s. Because Prohibition did a number on the alcohol industry in the U.S. in general, and we are in many ways still kind of transitioning out of it. Whether you talk about our three-tier laws that determine our producers and distributors, all the way up to what we as a culture still drink. And they realized when they were living in Europe on those bases, beer is not just a 4.5% alcohol yellow water or 5% alcohol, still kind of watery yellow drink. There's this spectrum of options from Bock lagers to stouts to porters to sour beers. And they came back and went, you know, I really liked those. I want those again. And you go to your bar, and maybe if you're lucky, you've got this bottle of Heineken that's green that's been sitting in the cooler for 4 months and tastes like skunk. So they started brewing on their own at home, trying to replicate these recipes. And eventually some of them were doing it well enough that they started, you know, some smaller breweries and found success. And it's just kind of exploded from there. Wow. We're actually kind of in a weird point in the industry where we're getting closer to what was a more normalized saturation rate. You know, pre-prohibition, you had multiple breweries in every city because the beer wasn't usually pasteurized. It couldn't really be transported long distances and maintain quality. So you had somebody local that was making it, and we're kind of back to that point where most decent sized cities, you can find one or two breweries making local product, almost to the point now where we're actually starting to see closures again as we're kind of becoming a more mature industry.
Oversaturated.
Well, oversaturated, just kind of learning who's going to be good at it and who's not.
Okay. Obviously, Milwaukee was huge with Schlitz and the big factories and everything like that. But other than Milwaukee, would you say Oshkosh is kind of like the king city of beer for the state of Wisconsin?
La Crosse was really big.
Oh, yeah,
too.
La Crosse. Yeah, you're right.
The thing is, Milwaukee's really an outlier. If you look at like what represents Wisconsin brewing, it's places like Oshkosh.
Yeah.
This is really what it was. Milwaukee was shipping beer all over the world eventually, you know. But what you tended to have in places like Oshkosh, Sheboygan, La Crosse, was you'd have a local brewing culture, and they'd be serving just that local place. I mean, at one point in the like early 1950s, Oshkosh was producing almost 90,000 barrels of beer annually for a population of just under 50,000.
Wow.
I mean, these people are heroic drinkers, you know, and
I like that.
When you've got that kind of audience, you can support these big breweries turning out a lot of beer.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's one of those things, though, too. And you mentioned Steven, I think Steven's Point, I guess, could throw in there as far as when they used to have their point specials and everything. Sure. But is it all the German heritage that basically where this came from?
Yeah, I mean, and that's still today. You see, like in Oshkosh, you'll see, you know, IPA is a very popular style of beer, you know, and it's sub-variants. In Oshkosh, you still see an audience that really doesn't go for that more bitter beer. They like a maltier beer. And that's been the case in Oshkosh, you know, 175 years. So these things are a long time. Last a long time.
One last quick question. Tell us about some events coming up soon to celebrate.
Okay, so this is just a quick rundown. April 4th, the first beer in this 175 series gets released at Fifth Ward. Then April 20th, the Society of Oshkosh Brewers Homebrew Club will be releasing homebrew samples from that booklet. So there'll be beers that span that whole 175-year history. That's April 20th at Bare Bones Brewery. Also on that day, Bare Bones will release People's Bock, which is brewed from the original recipe from People's Brewing Company. Then on June 1st, Bare Bones Brewing Company is going to be releasing another Bock. And then later on in fall.
Yeah, early fall, we'll be doing our version. And we're going to be doing a more pre-prohibition style Bock. Kind of, you know, like Shiner Bock that currently exists down out of Texas. Something that's that sort of lighter but still malty, darker beer. And we're going to be using things like corn in it to sort of highlight the lower quality ingredients that they would have been using pre-prohibition where they needed to cut it with corn. One other event worth mentioning, beyond Fifth Ward's release of the first of the 175 beers on the 4th, the 4th is also the beginning of Oshkosh Craft Beer Week, which is going to run through the end of that week and all the way through next week. And that's where all three of the local breweries, we got together and brewed a cold style IPA, which will also be released at all three breweries and at a large number of bars and restaurants throughout Oshkosh. And all three of them have specialty releases and events throughout that period.
I would love to come down. Good things in Oshkosh. Andrew and Lee, thank you so very much. I think this is a really cool thing you guys got doing, and it's so proud of Oshkosh, 175 years, that you guys are carrying on that tradition just as strong. Congratulations to you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, for joining us. Don't be strangers. We want you guys back on. Kathy Larkin, thank you so much for being here today. So much fun having you. We're out of time. See ya.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.